proof of work versus proof of stake. Let's discuss proof of work. A majority of the public blockchains that are currently available are based on a proof of work system. However, in 2018, the second biggest cryptocurrency, Ethereum, began testing a new system that would change its blockchain from a proof of work to a proof of stake system. Now, before we can get into what exactly this means, it is essential to understand what exactly is occurring when a transaction is verified. So in proof of work, the mining of a Bitcoin is accomplished by using a high-powered machine that will utilize a SHA-256 double round and has a verification process with the purpose of validating Bitcoin transactions as they happen. This is done to provide security for the sanctity of the Bitcoin blockchain. The speed that your machine can mine Bitcoin is measured regarding hashes per second. Bitcoin, in exchange for its services, compensate those that are doing the mining by offering them a fraction of a Bitcoin for every validation. They do this to offset time and energy costs. Additionally, those who initiate the transaction will typically provide some amount of transaction fee to help offset costs as well. The higher the computer processing power of your Bitcoin mining machine, the more you can make through the process. To be accepted in the blockchain, each block must have a valid proof of work. A proof of work is a type of data that is both difficult to produce as well as time consuming. Creating proof of work is essentially a random process with a low probability of success. This means that a Bitcoin mining machine that is trying to complete the process requires a significant degree of trial and error to be successful. Bitcoin uses what is known as a hashcash proof of work. The hashcash proof of work is a type of cryptographic algorithm that makes use of a hash function as a core building block of the mining process. The most common hashcash function that is used today is the hashcash-SHA-256. This particular proof of work function was created by Dr. Adam back in the 1990s. It was initially used as a way to prevent email spam abuse because successfully generating the hashcash for a single email was simple. However, creating one for a vast number of emails at the same time proved to be much more difficult. You can tweak hashcash proof of work for the difficulty to ensure that a new blocks aren't being generated faster than the network can handle. This means that a new block can generate more than once every 10 minutes at this time. As the probability of each successive generation is low, this makes it challenging to determine which Bitcoin machine is going to generate the next block. For a new block to be considered valid, its hashcash value must end up being less than that of the current target. This means that each block will have to naturally indicate that work has to be been completed to generate it. Each block also contains the hash of the preceding block, which is how the chain understands where each block falls within the overall blockchain. To change a block, the work must be redone on all the previous blocks, and a new and connected hashes must be generated for all of them. The blockchain is then essentially protected from tampering because of the enormous computational power that is needed. Now let's look at proof of stake. Most of the significant cryptocurrencies today work of some variation of the proof of work model, either through the SHA-256 hash or through another similar hash. However, Ethereum, Bitcoin's largest competitor, has been working on an alternative that could significantly change the way blockchain transactions are verified. So in early 2017, Ethereum released the implementation guide for a hybrid proof of work or of stake system. They are rolling out the new system in phases before they make it the platform's primary verification system. The plan currently states that the blockchain platform will alternate between the two systems. With the new system, about 1 out of every 100 blocks will use the new system, while the rest will continue to use the old system. Their hope is that the new system will improve the rate at which they can produce new blocks. This will make the first step in the plan for Ethereum's evolution. This will be the first time a proof-of-stake system will be used to secure a blockchain, which will be a significant step forward. This new system will serve as the proof-of-concept test for an alternative to the proof-of-work model that dominates the cryptocurrency today and provide proponents the ability to test their claim of its superiority. When a new proof-of-stake model is rolled out on a larger scale, it will significantly reduce the amount of electricity that is required to verify a single block. It is important to understand just how the proof-of-stake system differs from the proof-of-work model. With proof-of-stake verification, rather than having the miner solve the equation to verify the block, a validator who is confirmed reliable by the stake they have in the system will commit to its accuracy. They know that if they lie, they will lose their own as well. During the first stage of deployment, all of the blocks that are verified to the new system will also be checked through the old system to help double verify that the blocks contain the information that they should, while also testing the accuracy of the new system. Validators will then look at the various chains that are available and make a decision based on how much either the current is currently in the chain. If they make a poor choice, they will lose their money. This process will help form a consensus that leads to a single more massive chain from the many smaller ones.